It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. Presented by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Listen as Tom and Gus Counts bring you live play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis all season long. Stay tuned. Our coverage begins right after these messages from Hamada Wealth Management. Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Welcome to the Ralph Gullin Gymnasium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, where tonight, college basketball in the heart of a Bearcat Athletic Conference, ladies game first, the guys game second, as Benedictine plays host to Mid-America Nazarene. Hello again, everybody. Joseph's our producer and engineer and all-around get-it-done guy back at the Care Studios. Tom Counts with you here courtside. These games between these two teams are always incredible. You never know what's going to happen. Wildness, craziness come from behind, and we're going to be talking about that, bringing the starters. Then we got the tip. Again, ladies game coming up in a moment. Guys game at 7:30. Don't go away. Right now, taking a quick break. We'll be right back here in the NOLA.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Locally owned and operated, Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
The six-pack and a pound is now $2 off at Taco John's. But what's the right occasion to enjoy six crunchy tacos loaded with seasoned beef plus a pound of potato olay? How about date night, movie night, thousand-piece puzzle night, picnics in the park, picnics in your kitchen, camping, tailgates, anniversaries, bribing friends, bribing pets, bribing yourself, birthdays, holidays, and any day that ends in Y? To name a few. The six-pack and a pound, now $2 off, only from Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
When the weather takes a turn for the worse, count on Care Radio and MSC News to keep you informed. Find up-to-the-minute closings, cancellations, and postponements on our free regional website, mscnews.net. That's mscnews.net.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Gymnasium, gymnasium. A really, really nice crowd filtering its way into the gymnasium, and they're going to be entertained by a pair of good ones here tonight at the Heart of America Athletic Conference. Mid-America, Benedictine. Don't get two teams with longer traditions, stronger rivalries, more at stake. I mean, it's got all of the makings for a big one here tonight. That said, the A guy, he's down there introducing the starters. Let me do that for you. What do you say? First of all, for Mid-America Nazarene, Lady Pioneers under now 12th season head coach John Lewis. They're going to be starting Lydia Austinson. Lydia, a 5 foot, 5 foot 8 inch. By the way, we'll just start right off with the fact that Mid-America is starting four seniors and a freshman. Lydia Austinson, a 5'8 senior from Tecumseh, Kansas. Jordan Gonzalez, the 5'6 senior from Kansas City, Missouri, out of Bishop Miege. Memphis, Tennessee native, 5'7 senior Brianna Pettis. And the other senior is going to be Ariel Sargent, a 6 foot senior from Stillwell, Kansas, out of Blue Valley Southwest. The fifth starter is the freshman, 6 foot Cameron Green. She is a Fair Grove, Missouri native. Born the Benedictine Lady Ravens, and now 22nd year head coach Chad Folsom. Benedictine is going to be starting Allie Kramer out of Seneca, Kansas, the Nemaha Central High School. She's a senior, 5'7". Senior Aaliyah Raines, also a big 7 player out of Meriden and Jeff West. She's a senior, 5'8". At the post, it'll be the 6'3 senior from Mustang, Oklahoma. That is Kyra Mishiraka. Moving toward the front, you're going to find 5'7" Lauren Dubert, the junior from Beloit, and a junior from Wichita, Kansas, Cape and Mount Carmel Catholic School. It is 6'1" junior Jennifer Jacobs. Now, the interesting fight earlier this year, we went down to Olathe. Benedictine jumped out to a big old lead. I'm saying 12-0, 13-0, something like that. Mid-America still came away with a win in that game. And Mid-America's got the talent and ability, and it's not easy to come from deficit to secure a win. Not easy coming from behind. We talk about this all the time. And with that in mind, in their win over number 17 Grandview last Saturday, Mid-America's ladies trailed by as many as 14 in the first half, got back to 6 going to the fourth quarter, then went on an unprecedented 18-0 run in the fourth and win the game by 8 points, 76-68. So you got to understand this Mid-America team. You get in front of them maybe, do not count them out, okay? Mid-America in the traveling. They're kind of a navy blue with North Carolina blue lettering a trim. For Benedictine, of course, it's going to be the home white with red and black. Again, the crowd continues to file into the Nolan Gymnasium. It is a great turnout. Always good to see fans here to join the games and support Benedictine Athletics. Here we go. Official center circle. The ball goes up. The tip is away. The Ravens are going to control this thing down. We're underway. Here comes Allie Kramer. BC going from left to right. Across here now to start this. Feed goes underneath to Jacobs. Miss your rocket, the free throw line. Goes from 16, doesn't get it. And a long rebound, cleared away by Mid-America is Brianna Pettis. Pettis up front for the bounce ball, and Mid-America working against the Benedictine player defense. Top side with it. Shot goes up. Nope. Rebound tipped out. Going to be cleared down by Lauren Dubert. So Lauren, back up the floor. Lauren Dubert with a bounce ball on the Beloit, Kansas. Little jump shot is up. Won't go. Rebound to go back down Mid-America. So three possessions, no points. Now wide open down the right side. Easy, uncontested layup for Mid-America's Cameron Green. And Pioneers have jumped out on top. 2-0. 1 minute in. Alec Kramer walks it up the floor. Swings it over to the right side. Rain. Get past outside the block. Comes back out on top to Jacobs. She'll test the waters in the lane. No room there. Back over to Miss Urocker. And Kramer at the top of the key. Singleton's on the shot clock. Kramer around to the left side. 4 seconds. 3. Dubert pulls up from 16. Off balance and hits it anyway. All right. Dubert ties the game. We're even at 2. 8.5 to go in the first. And then, again, nobody getting down the floor to defend Cameron Green. Another uncontested easy layup. It is 4-2 Mid-America. And now, in an effort to steal the ball away, a little enthusiastic defense by Jordan Gonzalez. It'll be her first foul of the game. First foul by either team, coming at 8:20 to go in the opening quarter. It is a 4-2 Mid-America lead over Benedictine here in the very early moments of the game. Kramer brings it up the floor, plays off a nice screen by Mishiraka. Swings it back over to the right side to Dubert. Underneath, Jacobs trying to back in off the block. No room. Out on top, it'll go to Reigns. She'll pull up from 15. Kansas. Good to see Aaliyah Reigns knocking down that first bucket of the ball game, tying it at 4. Inside 8 to go in the opening quarter. Aaliyah struggled to get any points on the board over in Canton Saturday afternoon. Lady Ravens coming away with a win anyway. Here's a 3 from the right side. Perfect. Wow. From way outside, Ariel Sargent. And Sargent, the 6-foot senior, is a very capable perimeter shooting. Has Mid-America leading at 7-4. 7.5 to go in the first. Down the right side is going to be Dubert. Feeds it over to Reigns. She'll drive baseline, pulls up the little rainbow runners up and off. Rebounding back down Mid-America. Outlet down the floor. This time another uncontested layup. And that time it will not go down. And Dubert gets the rebound. Benedictine not getting back very quickly defensively. And Coach Folsom's going to make a change. Here's a spinning left-handed shot. Yes, for Jacobs. Jennifer Jenkins with the bucket, and Benedictine is within a point. It is 7-6. 7 to go in the first. BC stays with its player defense. Each team now has an athlete at the scorer's table. The drive over to the left side by Pettis. Now she'll lob it out on top, and it's going to go over and back, and they're going to let it go out of bounds into the Raven Regiment down there. Where the guy with the guitar fishes it out of the courtside cafe, it will be Benedictine basketball. They're going to bring Lauren Dubert out of the game, and Coach Folsom having a long visit with her, checking in for Benedictine, a 5'6" junior guard from Goddard, Kansas, at Eisenhower High School. It'll be Kennedy Nicholson in the game. Ravens having trouble getting it in play, and finally Wilton Nicholson goes to Mishiraka, left side of the lane. Back over to the right, Kramer. Out on top, the feed to Kyra, backs in, changes directions, gets knocked to the floor, no foul called, she's still down. Up with it will come Mid-America, it's a 2-on-2 break. Flying down the right side is going to be Gonzalez. Now her pass to the middle is going to be stolen by Kramer. She'll race it up, working first to the left, then to the right, feeds it over, running shot. Kennedy for 2. Extremely good move into the basketball. Kennedy Nicholson with a couple of points. Allie Kramer gets a steal and an assist, and BC is up by 1. 6 minutes to go in the opening quarter. It is 8-7 Benedictine. Pioneers to the basketball, over to the right side. Aubrey Rogers has come to the game, a 5'8 sophomore out of Olathe, Kansas. Mid-America drives across the ball. It's going to be batted free and loose, saved by Rain. And up with it will come Kramer. Lady Ravens on offense. Right side, Mishiraka gets to Jacobs. Goes in and up and gets an and one for J.J. Count the buckets. The foul is going to be on Arielle Sargent. It'll be her first Mid-America team foul, too. And an opportunity for the Lady Ravens to capitalize on a 3-point opportunity. Jennifer Jacobs coming to the free throw line. A 64.3% shooter on the season. 36 of 56. BC is going to make a duo of substitutions before this free throw. Josie Weiser will be in for Aaliyah Reigns, and you're going to get Nicole into the game. Nicole Stork coming in for Mishiraka. Free throw. Good for Jacobs. BC goes up 11-7. We'll see if that's a lucky number for him at 5.5 to go in quarter number 1. Pioneers will bring it up the floor. Over to the right side, but there's going to be Brianna Pettis. Dishes it to the side. Driving, running shot. It's up and in. That is Lydia Austinson for 2. Lydia's first points today. 11-9 Benedictine. 5-11 to play, quarter number 1. BC lobs it over to the right side to Kramer. Allie goes to Jacobs. Neither of those two have been off the floor yet. Back over to the left side. Nicole, she's tripped, falls to the floor. Ravens are going to save the ball. Jacobs drives into the lane, puts a shot up, won't get. And a rebound down to Mid-America. And Sir Matt Samara Smith. Back right, now left, running shot. It's up, it's in, and Stork was just too slow. The defender got her going one way, reverse direction, went the other way. The foul on Stork. And an opportunity for the three-point play for Mackenzie Maffey for Mid-America. Both coaches have put a lot of different players into the game. Maffey's a sophomore, 6'1", out of Lansing, Kansas. It's an 11-11 ball game. 4:41 to go, first quarter. Free throws up and short. Rebounding it down. Going to be Riley Wade. So for Benedictine, we got a whole raft of players different now. Riley will drive all the way to the other end of the floor, lay it up off the backboard, good, and that's going to be Dubert with that bucket. Give it to Lauren Dubert. Lauren with four. 13-11 BC, 4:20 to go in the first quarter. Kennedy Nicholson, Lauren Dubert, Josie Weiser, Riley Wade, Nicole Stork. That's your Benedictine five. Austinson has it for Mid-America, goes to the right side of Pettis. Pettis will play off the screen, goes into the lane, pulls up with the left hand, rolls off the back of the rim. No, follow shot is going to be up and no good, and a Benedictine foul. Coming to the free throw line for Mid-America will be Mackenzie Manthe. So Mackenzie coming to the line for a pair. Mid-America is going to rotate Jordan Gonzalez back in, and Brianna Pettis is going to get her first rest this afternoon. Long look at the rim. The free throw rolls around, and it's good. So Manthe missed a free throw a moment ago, but hits that one, has her third point today. And Manthe, 6'1", out of Lansing. Second free throw, no good. Wade rebounds it down. And BC, with Lauren Dubert handling the basketball, comes into the forecourt. It's 13-12, Benedictine. And here's a foul. 3:55 to go. No, not a foul. Ravens are going to just be putting it back in play right in front of the Pioneer bench. Comes out on top. And Wade having trouble handling the ball. Gets it over to Josie. Josie's get past the Stork. She'll back in, twist, turn, falling away. Puts it up too softly. The rebound. Battle for Mid-America is going to control it down. Aubrey Rogers clears down the basketball. And here's going to beat Jordan Gonzalez, taking it down the left side, working against Kennedy Nicholson. The feed into the middle, batted away by Stork. Nice defensive play. 3.5 to go in the first. Josie, left side, skip pass, underneath. Kennedy, yes! Josie the assist, Nicholson for two. 15-12 BC. 3:15 to go, opening quarter. You've got a couple of teams here today who've been playing some really good basketball in the late going of the season. The shot for Mid-America is up, no good. And BC's going to board it back down. Pioneers come into this game. They have won, what, 9 of their last 10? And BC's going to turn it over into backcourt. Mid-America's won 9 of their last 10. The Ravens have won 13 of their last 15 and are on a 7-game winning streak. So, again, two teams playing some very good basketball here in early February. Here's a running three. Won't go in, and rebound Benedictine. A little surprised to see the quick shot go up by Jordan Gonzalez. Shot goes up for Benedictine, misses. Kennedy rebounds it down, puts it over to the right side. Riley Wade will drive across, stop at the free throw line, back out of top to Nicholson. She'll go three. No. Rebound. Gonzalez is going to wrap up the basketball and save it away, and Mid-America back up the floor with Aubrey Rogers. 15-12 BC. Set shot for three. Looking to tie it up and will. 3-point shot from the left side by Allison French. It is 15-15. 2:10 to go in the first. Lady Ravens have led by as many as four, but now the team is led by more than that. We're going to get Miss Uraka. She's back in the game. Tyra crosses over, sends a shot up, and gets fouled. This is going to be on Cameron Green for Mid-America. It'll be Pioneer Team Foul 3. And Kyra coming to the free throw line for Benedictine. 15-15 ball game. Miss Uraka hits half of her free throw. She's 19 of 36. That one's perfect. And that is her first point tonight. BC back up by one. With a minute 56 to go in a really interesting opening quarter. Second one is also good. Timer with two. Ravens are going to press a little bit on the inbound. Coach Lewis is on his feet telling his team, you get on down the floor now. They're going to bring it up, no problem, and that is exactly what happens. They'll bring it up to the high post. Cameron Green with the top of the key. Bumps it over to the right side to French. Now over to the right wing. Gonzalez to French. Another three launch. That one's going to be well short. Rebound Mid-America and a foul on the floor. I believe it's going to be Weiser. It is Josie picking up her first foul tonight. Benedictine, team foul three. So team fouls are all even. Mid-America is going to bring Ariel Sargent back into the game, and Pioneers will have it in at their end. Minute and a half to go in the first quarter. Twisting, turning, off the widow, and good. The back by Cameron Green, and she leads her team with six. And we're tied again now at 17. Benedictine coming up the floor, and it gets fouled. Coach Lewis really unhappy with this, but he's good at working with the officials, working on the officials, just working the officials, basically. It'll be Josie putting it in play right between the scores table and Coach Lewis, who's now in front of her, still giving the official fit. And the Ravens are going to bring it in near midcourt. 22-21, now 20 on the shot clock. Josie goes for the three. Wow, what a shot, Josie Weiser. Her first points of the game, and the Ravens go up three, 20-17. Just over a minute to play in the first. The cutter to the baseline, and again, no defense on the right side of the lane, and the easy layup for Ariel Sargent. She's at 5 points, 20-19 in the last minute now of the first quarter. Up the floor and over to the right side with it for Benedictine. Going to be Lauren Tubert. Tubert working in front of Brianna Pettis, who's checked back in. Comes out on top to Josie. Shot clock and it does it. Here's Wade with it on the left side. Feeds back on top. And we get a bump and a push and a Mid-America foul. This whistle is going to be on Madison Haney. Haven't seen Madison in the game to just like literally moments ago. She's a 5'10 junior from, if you know Western Kansas, you're going to know where Ulysses is. If you don't know Western Kansas, you're just not. You're just not going to know Ulysses. 31 seconds to go in the first half, first quarter. And a free throw for Josie is good. Josie Weiser hitting her first free throw, collects her fourth point of the game. Got one more shot coming up. Benedictine up two and up three. It is 22-19, Lady Ravens. Shot clock and game clock are less than a second apart. Literally about 0.6, maybe 0.7. And Mid-America is just going to stand up top dribbling the basketball. And Brianna Pettis just running down the time. Mid-America is going to be satisfied with going for a final shot in the opening quarter. 9 seconds now, eight. Pettis takes it top of the key to Cameron. Left side to Pettis. She'll drive in. One hand, underhand shot. It's up and good. And is there a foul? The clock runs out. The bucket apparently is going to count. Everybody thinking there was a foul. Everybody's all over the board. No charge, no block, and that's it. Give Pettis the two, and we've come to the end of the first. Time out of the floor here in the Nolan Gym. The Benedictine Lady Ravens 22, Mid-America 21.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
into the opening quarter, the Lady Ravens leading it by a single point at 22-21. Welcome back to the Nolan, everybody. BC led in scoring by the duo of Josie Weiser and Jennifer Jacobs with five apiece and four each for Lauren Dubert and Kennedy Nicholson. For Mid-America, it's Cameron Green leading the way. She's got five. Shooting numbers so far in the game, both teams are shooting great. Okay, Benedictine is 8 of 15. That's 53%. Mid-America, better than that. 9 of 15, 60% from the floor. Both teams hitting 50% from outside. Mid-America, 2 of 4. Benedictine, 1 of 2. Ravens are also 5 of 5 at the free throw line. So we have had very, very good basketball played by both of these teams, and we get set for the second quarter. See who's going to be out on the floor. For Mid-America to start the second, it's going to be Ariel Sargent and Cameron Green, Madison Amy, Brianna Peniston, Lydia Austinson. So four of their starting five. For Benedictine, it'll be Allie Kramer and Lauren Dubert, Jennifer Jacobs, Aaliyah Raines, and Nicole Stork is going to take the five spot to begin the second quarter. Mid-America brings it in. We're back underway. Quarter number two. Ravens up one. Into the lane it goes, left side. Cameron Green turns, spins, shoots way wide to the right side, and the rebound pulled down by Kramer. And as she goes to the floor with the basketball, Brianna Panis gets up yelling at the official, and it will be a foul on Panis. It will be her first of the game. Benedictine is going to bring it in the backcourt against some pressure. Now, Kramer across the timeline. Works her way over to the left side to Stork. Stork plays it up high. Top side, Jacobs. She actually thought about that three, then didn't. Goes right side, Raines. Feeds in the middle, Jacobs. Back out on top, it's going to come to Stork. Shot clock at 9. Stork to Jacobs. She will go three, wide right. And a rebound swept down by Cameron Green. Green has played well here tonight. Leads her team in scoring, probably leads them in rebounding. Here's a long three from straight away. Off the mark. Rebound pulled down by Madison Haney. Mid-America is going to continue to control the basketball. Back inside again. It goes to Green. No room for her there. Over to the left side. Austinson into the lane. Drives and shoots and scores. Lydia Austinson. Mid-America goes back in front. 23-22. Now the Ravens are going to lose it out of bounds at the baseline. Which way is it going to go? They're going to say it's off rain. Benedictine will give it back. 23-22, Lady Pioneers in front. Each team has had leads of 3 and 4. Neither team's been able to put together anything more substantial than that. Now the drive all the way to the baseline, cut off nicely. Pettis has to go back out on top to Haney. They'll kick it over to the right side to Green. Lays it back behind her to Austinson. Topside Pettis, back in the lane again they go, dropping a shoulder, the shot is going to be blocked away by Stork. Cameron Green could not get that shot away. Nice job by Nicole defending that. Skip pass into the lane. Jacobs, underhand shot goes. Jacobs, 7 points. 24-23, and again the teams exchanged the lead. 7:50 left, opening quarter. Turnaround shot from the left side. It's going to be good for Green. And the lead goes right back to Mid-America. 25-24. Kramer jumps it over to the left side. These two teams are battling for a lot, okay? Neither one of them is going to win the conference. All right, well, let's establish that. But Benedictine is very close to the top. Mid-America battling for a home spot in the postseason tournament. Here's a drive across to the right side to Kramer. She'll spin into the lane, get it back to Jacobs, who is undefended and lays it up and in. A great assist by Allie Kramer. Jennifer Jacobs now at 9. 26-25, BC back in front. 7 minutes to go in the first half. Mid-America looking at a little motion offense now. This time they'll dip it down to the baseline. And Mid-America player's going to step on the sideline. Ariel Sargent turns it over. Dubert out, Nicholson in for Benedictine. For Mid-America, it is going to be Allison French coming back into the game. taking out Ariel Sargent. 6:50 to go in the first half. BC walks it up. The crowd is big. It's just pretty quiet right now. Backdoor pass, and the shot by Rainsmith is wow. Nice open shot, well set up, and Reigns could not finish it. And up with it will come at Mid-America. Quickly down the floor, out on top. Austinson dumps it over to the right side, and there's a crash. Reigns falls hard to the floor, draws a charge on Lydia Austinson. And Benedict will have it in play from the backcourt. It'll be foul number two in the second quarter by Mid-America. Benedict has no second quarter foul yet. 6.5 to go in the half. Lady Ravens have the basketball, leading it by one. Again, these teams have been just back and forth exchanging the lead. Jacobs all the way to the baseline, gets it back to Reigns, and turns it over. Ravens are going to travel with basketball. 6:20 to go in the first half. Percentages for these two teams are still very, very high. Both of them shooting over 50% from the floor. Mid-America will drive it over to the right side, take it all the way down to the baseline. Raven defense has been quite good. They'll cut it off there. Now down the left side, the left-handed layup is up and in. Brianna Pettis with four. Mid-America goes back in front, 27-26. And as the ball goes to the baseline, the foul is going to be on Lady Pioneers, Allison French. Her first foul, team foul three. And for Benedictine, back into the lineup, it's going to come Kyra. So Miss Uraka back into the game for Benedictine. Well, she'll take the pass, puts up the shot, is partially deflected, and the Ravens cannot save it in. It's going to be Mid-America basketball. Benedictine had a very good possession that trip down. 5:40 to go in the first half. Around the horn with a basketball, feed it back over to the left side of the free throw line. Out on top of this is going to be Gonzalez. She's been out for quite a while. Normally she's one of this team's real leaders out on the floor. Averages over 10 points a game. One of three Mid-America players averaging double figures. Here's a runner from the left side of the lane. Off the mark. Rebound saved by Mid-America. They'll swing it around to the right side. Uncontested three is buried. Deep from the right side, the three-point shot by Aubrey Rogers. Aubrey will have her first points of the game. And it is 30-26. Pioneers with their largest lead of the game. Each team has been up by as many as four. Here's Reigns underneath with it. She's going to turn it over. Just bounces it into a crowd. Had a half a chance one of her teammates comes up with it. They do not. And now Kramer knocks it away and it's going to go out of bounds off Benedictine. Reigns coming out for Weiser. And Dubert is going to be into the game for Allie Kramer. 30-26. Lady Pioneers in front by four. They've got the basketball. We're down to 4:45 to go in quarter and a half number one. Mid-America will lob it over to the left side, skips it off on top, all alone, going for back-to-back threes, and here's another one for Rogers. She is an extraordinary perimeter shooter, and Benedictine is not going to be able to give her those gimme shots. From three-point range, she hit, 35%? So she's hitting over a third. That's a pretty good number. 17-footer on his way, Dubert. No. Rebound saved by Josie. Lots of contact, no foul. Josie goes baseline, running two, gets it. Weiser, 7 points. And it's 33-28. Benedictine down 7 a moment ago, is now down by 5. We're inside 4 to go in the opening half. Pioneers with it up top side, around to the left, all the way in. It's going to be Gonzalez, here's another three. This one is going to be set sail, but short. And an offensive rebound. Pulled back down. Pioneers go three left side. Got it. Another three. This one, Allison French. Right now, the Benedictine defense is being riddled from the outside. 36-28. 3:27 to go. First half. Nicholson, right side, Josie. She'll go three. Hit the side of the backboard. Mid-America coming up with the basketball and Bringing it down into the forecourt is going to be Rogers. Aubrey goes left side, just inside the three-point ring. Kicks it over to Gonzalez. Now driving right side off the window and good. And as Benedictine finds themselves down, double figures to the visitors. Coach Folsom decides to time to take a timeout. Allison French hits that bucket, and we're taking a break at 3:01 to go in the opening half. Ben Atchison, Mid-America 38, Benedictine 28.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
As we come back to the NOLA Gymnasium, Mid-America is on a 13-2 run over the Lady Ravens, and they're up 10. Joseph at the studio, Tom Counts with you here, courtside. BC goes back door, and a shot is going to be up and good. The assist, Miss Uraka, and the bucket for Riley Wade. And now from behind the ball, knocked away by Josie. It's going to be saved by Mid-America. They'll dump it over to the left side, getting it there to Aubrey Rogers. Pioneer's going to slow down a little bit. Here's Jordan Gonzalez back out of top. Rogers. She'll go into the lane, goes right side. Shot batted away by Josie. They're going to call her for the foul. I suspect it's on Josie. No, it's not. It's going to be on Tubert. So Lauren Tubert will have her first foul of the game. Benedictine will have its first foul of the second quarter. And coming to the free throw line for Mid-America, we're going to get Aubrey Rogers. She just hit those two big threes a moment ago. At the free throw line, not shabby. 80.6% and 29-36 this year. First of two is good. One more coming up for Aubrey Rogers, who's already over her per game average on the season. Averages a little over six. That was her seventh, and this is her eighth point today. It is 40-30, Mid-America. Again, Benedictine with a double-digit deficit at 2 minutes and 15 to go in the first half. Lady Ravens battling for that third spot. Here's a feed underneath. The shot missed Uraka. No. Goes back up. Gets fouled. The foul underneath on Ariel Sargent. With 2:07 to go. And at the line, it's going to be Kyra. Kyra's not a great free throw shooter. However, she has 2 points tonight, and that is 2 of 2 at the free throw line. But on the season, hitting 52% of her shots. And Kyra has only those two free throws tonight. Nothing from the floor. This free throw is in. It is 40-31. We're 2 minutes and 7 seconds to play. First half of the ladies' game. Guys' game still coming up. That one's also good. She'll get them both. Kyra Mishiraka makes it look easy, and Benedictine is going to put a little pressure on the inbound play. It's going to be knocked away by Josie, but before inbound, we're going to get Coach Lewis taking a timeout. Mid-America, call on the time. We're taking the time. Joseph, it's a 2:07 to play in the first half. Mid-America 40, Lady Ravens 32.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Here comes Mid-America with a basketball coming out of the timeout. Welcome back, everybody, with just inside 2 minutes to go in the opening half. Pioneers with a basketball and an 8-point lead. Lady Ravens would like to cut into that. It's hard to do it when you put up a quick shot like Brianna Pettis just did and knocked down two. Right back up by 10 goes Mid-America. It's 42-32. Now, Nicholson up court with it. The defense is right in her pocket. Aubrey Rogers just inches away. Goes to Kramer on the right side. Shot clock at 10. Here's Miss Uraka. She'll drive right. Triple teamed in trouble. Traveled with the basketball. Kyra struggling a little tonight. 4 points in the game, but only free throws. Now with a turnover. And the Lady Ravens down 10 in danger of the Mid-America lead growing larger. 75 seconds left in the half. Austinson will get it into the forecourt, down the right side of the 28-foot mark. Gets it over to Cameron Green. Back out on top of it to go to Pettis. Pettis dumps it over to the baseline left where Aubrey Rogers will drive into the lane. Skip past left side, off the block, spinning, twisting, no shot. Brings it back to the right side. Now across on the baseline left, 3-point shot, aired out, no. And we will have a turnover by Mid-America as they step on the sideline. 55 seconds to go in the first half. Conference officials who work with Coach Lewis have saint-like patience. Here's a feed into the middle, and Miss Uraka unable to handle a pass from Kramer. And now Kyra tries to make up for it and commits a foul. She's just struggling out there tonight. 47 seconds to play in the first half. 42-32, Mid-America in front. And Ravens are going to make an alignment change, I think. Here we go. Mid-America up court with it. Feed to the right side, off the block. Look away pass underneath, and Miss Uraka comes in way late, commits a foul. Does not give up the unobstructed shot to Cameron Green. She's got 8 points, and largely because of that, but this time she is going to be fouled by Kyra. And Cameron Green at the free throw line, a 40% free throw shooter, hits that one. That's right, 40.4. That is her 9th point. She's looking for double digits in the first half. Got it. 44-32, Mid-America with its largest advantage. And the Pioneers continue just to, I don't know, they just got something on Benedictine. They seem to have BC's number. Up court with the Lady Ravens. Benedictine has lost 5 in a row to Mid-America, 8 of their last 10. Back over to the right side, BC, 10 on the shot clock. Out on top, Kennedy for 3. Nope, and we got a foul. We got players on the floor. I'm watching the ball fly through the air, and I look back at the players on the ground. Let's see what this foul is going to be. We're going to have a Mid-America foul on Brianna Pettis. It'll be her 2nd foul tonight. And then we'll have Nicole Stork, who also has not scored. Benedictine gets the free throw there. Benedictine has no field goals from the 5 tonight. Miss Uraka, 4 points to the free throw line. Stork's 1st point of the night at the free throw line. She'll get both of them. It's 44-34. Down to 11 seconds left. Mid-America are going to hustle down the floor to get a final shot away. And here it goes. And there it is. Another 3 for Aubrey Rogers. She has not been stopped tonight. And we have come to halftime. Coming back here to the Nolan Gymnasium. Intermission score. Mid-America, 47, Benedictine, 34.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
There's only so much that can be said here, literally, about Skyway Vapes at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. But the keys are this. The friendly, knowledgeable staff will lead you through the many lines of juices, the large variety of mods and kits, and some of the most affordable, reliable, and many-flavored disposables in the area. They have alternative vaping products, too. Wink, wink. Did I mention 90 varieties of wildberry incense and locally made beard oil? Skyway Vapes, downtown Atchison, 711 Commercial Street.
Halftime at the Nolan Gymnasium finds the visitors out of Olathe, Kansas in front of Benedictine, 47-34 in the ladies' game. Recapping that first half scoring for you. First of all, for Mid-America, tell you what, Aubrey Rogers has been the real deal. She's coming off the bench to score 11. Cameron Green has 10 and 8 off the bench for Allison French. Brianna Pettis has a half dozen. 5 in the game for Ariel Sargent, 4 for Lydia Austinson, and Mackenzie Manthe with 3. For the Lady Ravens, no double-digit scores, but Jennifer Jacobs is on the verge, 9 points in the first half. Josie Weiser has 7. Then you got 4 apiece for Kennedy Nicholson, Lauren Dubert, Kyra Mishiraka, and with 2, Riley Wade and Nicole Storr. Benedictine shooting the ball pretty well. Mid-America is shooting the ball at an absolutely phenomenal pace. Okay, an unsustainable, I would think, pace. Ravens are 12 of 26, 46.2%. You'll pretty much take that most nights out. But Mid-America right now is 18 of 29, 62.1% from the floor. 6 of 10 from outside. They're hitting 60% from 3. Benedictine is 1 of 4. From outside. So, BC has been outscored by, 15 from three-point range so far this evening. Lady Ravens, one more turnover than Mid-America. Pretty inconsequential at this point. Pioneers with a 15-11 rebounding advantage. Bench point, Mid-America leading 22-15. I mean, you just go up and down the list. And Mid-America, they've been strong. They've played well. You look at the scoreboard. It reflects that, a 13-point halftime lead. And with that said, a reminder, guys game coming up after this one. Do not go away. Benedictine men and Mid-America around 7:30, right at the conclusion of the ladies game. But first, we're going to take a break. Halftime of game one here in the Ralph Donald Gymnasium. We'll be back to bring you the second half live. But with that intermission score, Mid-America's Lady Pioneers 47, Benedictine 34. We're kicking it back to our man, Joseph. He's got a little visor on. He's got his glasses down at the end of his nose, a kind of a fountain pen in hand, putting together some news and sports and stuff. Going to share all that with you right now.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
You thirsty?
I sure am.
Quench your thirst for an ice cold beer or beverage at High Voltage Bar and Dance in downtown Atchison.
We have the cheapest and coldest selection of liquor and brews to scratch that itch.
Enjoy two floors of music and entertainment.
Hit the dance floor to live music on weekends and line dancing and karaoke on Wednesdays and Thursdays.
It's electric at High Voltage. See you this afternoon or evening if you're feeling right from 4 p.m. to past midnight.
Must be 21 and over. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 711 Commercial Street.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule. This is Joseph Kerr with you this evening, by the way. We've got Thursday night where we have Sports Look. Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20. This Friday, we'll have ACCHS taking on Valley Falls out in Effingham. Tune in right around 6 p.m. or so for the girls' game. The boys should take to the court sometime right around 8 p.m. or so. We have a little bit of a break from the Ravens basketball schedule this weekend. We will be having wrestling available going on in Sabetha with live coverage available on the Holton and Sabetha channels. And you make sure that you can check those out for live 4 to 1A girls wrestling tournament going on in Sabetha this weekend. Coming up on Monday, we have a rare Monday night game. We'll have Marhill Mount Academy taking on Valley Falls. That game is up in the Marhill Mount Academy gym. Again, those times sometimes run just a little bit late, so be ready to tune in around 6:15 to 6:30 for that game. Tuesday night brings us to Atchison High taking on Highland. 6 o'clock is the scheduled time for the girls' game. The boys should take to the court sometime right around 8 p.m. Next Wednesday brings us back to Benedict and Ravens basketball as we've got the Ravens on the road in Park, Missouri, taking on Park. 5:30 for the women's game, 7:30 for the men's.
You shouldn't have to choose between the conveniences you need and that small-town feel you want in your banking experience. That's why there's Union State Bank of Atchison. They're passionate about community, and that means offering their customers the technology and tools they need to do banking their way. With options like online and mobile banking, plus My Rewards Checking and Real Saver, you get everything that big national banks offer, but with everything you love about a community bank. Visit one of their 8 locations and learn why Union State Bank is proud to be your community bank. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Carly with BNP Propane. At BNP Propane, we want you to experience the utmost safety and climate friendliness with propane. Its clean nature minimizes emissions, ensuring a greener planet. Discover the versatility of propane in outdoor fire pits, tiki torches, grills, and generators, making every outdoor moment special. Choose BNP Propane for a sustainable lifestyle and unforgettable outdoor experiences. Call us at 785-364-3711 to learn more about how we can help you enjoy the great outdoors.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
We've come to halftime across the across the Heart of America Athletic Conference. At the half, it is currently Baker up 3 points over Graceland, 46-43 in the ladies' game. Grandview is leading Park by 42-18. In the Culver-Stockton, Missouri Valley game, it's Culver-Stockton at 31 points to Missouri Valley's 23. In the Clark-Mount Mercy game, Clark is on top by 1 point, 33-32 at the half. And in the William Penn Central Methodist ladies game, Central Methodist is leading 30-23. In this game, we've got the Lady Ravens at 47 points. Mid-American Nazarene at 47 points to the Lady Ravens 34. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods and great beer, wine, and spirits, you always win at Mueller's.
in the dugout, or on the deck. Let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
The six-pack and a pound is now $2 off at Taco John's. But what's the right occasion to enjoy six crunchy tacos loaded with seasoned beef plus a pound of potato olave? How about date night, movie night, thousand-piece puzzle night, picnics in the park, picnics in your kitchen, camping, tailgates, anniversaries, bribing friends, bribing pets, bribing yourself, birthdays, holidays, and any day that ends in Y? To name a few. The six-pack and a pound, now $2 off, only from Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Chance of rain showers tonight, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 48. Southerly winds 15 to 20 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 66. Tomorrow, ample sunshine expected. Lows level off around 36. Tomorrow night, clear skies. Temperatures above average Friday and Saturday, with highs from the upper 40s to the upper 50s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. Currently, it's 57 degrees in Atchison. We've got clear conditions out there right now. It feels like 54 with the wind out of the south southeast at 15 miles per hour. Relative humidity, 43%. The dew point is 35 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure is falling at 29.76 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz courtside in just a moment.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top-quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts. 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Back with you in the Nolan Gymnasium here on the beautiful Benedictine campus in Atchison, Kansas, where halftime of the ladies' game finds the visitors having roared from behind and have taken a 47-34 lead at intermission. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph, producing and engineering at a Care Sports Studio. Tom Kautz with you here courtside. Don't forget, this is game one of two. That is game coming up after this one with an anticipated, we're going to call it a 7:30-ish tip-off time. So be aware and ready for that one. Well, right now, BC has won 8 in a row, these Lady Ravens, here at home in the Norma Gym. Averaging 73.6 a game, a little above their season's average in this winning streak. But tell you what, they're going to have to do some magic here tonight to steal a win back from a Mid-America team who Well, they're just playing lights out. I mean, it's just crazy numbers. Again, hitting 62.1% of their shots and 60% on 6 of 10 from three-point range. Can they maintain that? We'll see. Second half underway, and here we go. Benedictine with a basketball to begin things, and they'll be going from right to left. Ravens out top side, and looks like both teams are going to have the original starting five out there for Benedictine. Kramer, Duber, Jacobs, Reigns, and Miss Siraka. Little jumper for Lauren is good for two. And that's how you get back in a game like this. You don't get them all at once. You get a few, and you just work your way back into it. There's a long way to go. It is 47-36, 9:20 to go. Here's a three. Wow! Another three from Mid-America, and that one for Ariel Sargent. 50-36, and for the second time, Mid-America has taken a 14-point lead. BC will walk it up the floor. Mid-America with Austinson, Gonzalez, Pettis, Green, and Sargent. Here's Dubert at the free throw line. Scoops it over, underneath, back and in. JJ up and in for two. Jacobs has had a good game, but after a lot of PT early, then she kind of disappeared. We just never saw her back on the floor. But with that bucket, she's the first Lady Raven in double-figure scoring, has 11. 50-38. 8:40 to go. Third quarter. The feet into the middle. The twisting shot blocked by Miss Siraka. Going to go out of bounds down to the baseline, and Mid-America with 10 on the shot clock will be putting it back in play at their offensive end. It'll be put in play by Brianna Pettis. On a give and go, Pettis will go into the lane, dumps it back over to the right side, twisting, turning, all alone, spinning shot, good for Cameron Green. Cameron put a little mojo move on in the middle, and easily escaped Miss Yuraka's defense, and Benedict's going to bring it up the floor, trailing at 52-38. Long cross court pass to Rain. Here's Jacobs. Goes from 13. Two more for Jennifer. 13 points, Jennifer Jacobs, 52-40. And we're going to get a Raven timeout. We are. Benedictine taking a break. Joseph, so shall we. 8:05 to play in the third quarter. Lady Pioneers 52, Benedictine 40.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Well, as the Mid-America shooting numbers continue to just elevate out of sight, they're now up to 7 of 11 from outside, 63.6% three-point shooting. And again, not a couple of shots, 7 of 11. Pioneers come down, drive right side, shot goes up. There's going to be a foul. No, just been a follow shot. It's going to be up and good off the miss. That bucket belongs to Mid-America. Benedictine on the other end. Kramer gets knocked to the floor. No foul called. The ball's loose, and Mid-America's going to pick it back up. Now it's getting a little wild out there. The complaints by the coaching staffs have gotten the officials to pretty much quit calling fouls. And Mid-America leading it again by 14. It's 54-40. 7:20 to go in the third quarter. Here's a feed underneath. Miss Yuraka mishandles it. Lobs it out on top of the Ravens. Fortunate that Duber's able to recover that loose basketball. Here's a feed down low for Reigns. She goes up, can't get it, loses it, and now Benedictine will not get a shot off. Trailing by 14 and a shot clock violation. You think they'd be a little more interested in getting some points on the board. So Miss Yuraka is going to be pulled out of the ball game, and Nicole Stork will come back in for the Lady Ravens. 7 minutes exactly to go. Here in the third quarter. up the floor of the basketball. Benedict is going to drop back, and we're going to see him set up in a zone. How about this? As well as Mid-America shooting, Benedict is going to go to his zone. Now the pass is knocked away. Up the floor, driving left, cutting right, shot by Dubert, block and foul. And again, players assume the personality of their coaches, and a remarkable display by Allison French. She's been called for the foul. It'll be her second of the game. Now French will be taken off the floor. Lydia Austinson comes back in. So I got Austinson and Green left side of the lane, right side of the lane. I've got the first free throw's good. Right side of the lane, I've got got Ariel Sargent over there and Aubrey Rogers. And in the backcourt, that's Jordan Gonzalez. First free throw good. Second free throw also good for Lauren Dubert. It is 54-42. Mid-America by a dozen, 6.5 to go in the third quarter. Long cross-court pass over to the right side. The feed back out on top. Pioneers will launch another three. That one does not go in, and Stork cannot haul in the rebound. Mid-America is going to control it and reset their offense. The feed into the lane. The turnaround shot off the window and good. And the Ravens having real trouble defending in the paint. Cameron Green's got 14. 56-42. We're at 6 minutes to go in the third quarter, and the Raven upcourt pass, and a foul is going to be on Aubrey Rogers. For Aubrey, not a big deal. Only her first foul tonight. Mid-America's second third quarter foul. That went a moment ago on French, and now this one on Rogers. And the Ravens will bring it into midcourt. Trying to get by 14. And with under 6 minutes to go in the third quarter, Benedict in some level of trouble. It's not like that boiling deep water that you're neck deep in, but it's some trouble. Here's Rain stepping inside the circle, puts up a jumper and good. Aaliyah Rain, her fourth point of the game, her first bucket since she hit one back in the early moments of the game. 56-44, 5.5 to go. If Benedict is going to get back in this game at home here today, they're going to have to start making some inroads. Here's a three for Mid-America, way off the mark, and the rebound is on the floor. We're going to get a jump ball called. Kennedy Nicholson coming to the scorer's table. We'll check in, and also Madison Haney back into the lineup for the Pioneers. 5:24 to go in the third, 56-44. Mid-America with the lead. They'll have the ball in play at their baseline, 20 on the shot clock. They'll bring it in right side of the lane. Good defense by Dubert. Stops the quick layup by Rogers. Mid-America brings it off on top. Gonzalez, right side, Rogers goes across, out on top. Uncontested, three is good. And again, with no defender within 12, 14 feet of Madison Henry, she will have her first point of the day. 59-44, Lady Ravens with their largest deficit of the night and 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. BC will drive coast to coast. The pass to Stork and mishandled. Mid-America steals down the ball, and Benedictson is going to steal it back. Now the team is just a little wild out on the floor. Nicholson, I don't know where that was supposed to be going, but she tries to bounce it through about three or four or five players, and somebody kicks it. Fortunately for Benedictson, they say it will be Raven basketball coming and playing mid-sideline across the way. Putting it in play is going to be Reigns. Bounces it off on top. Jacobs gets it over to Dubert. Nicholson drives down the left side, puts up a runner, doesn't get it. She thought she was going to get fouled, but the defender did a good job, Cameron Green did, of laying off and not committing a foul. Mid-America back up the floor with it. They've got the ball. They're up 15. And they are well in control of how this game is going. Pioneers will go left side, back off on top, now to feed to the free throw line, lobbed back out on top again. Here's the hot hand of the team, but this three doesn't fall in, and Jacobs rebounds the miss from Aubrey Rogers. Benedictson is going to take it the other way. We're at 4 minutes to go in the ball game, or in the third quarter of the game. 4 minutes to go in the game. Third quarter, it's 59-44. 3-point shot, no good for Stork. 3:50 to play in the third. Now, Mid-America is going to back it away a little bit. Gonzalez holds it up near the center circle, lobs it over to the left side to Sargent. Sargent will drive in, tried to draw the foul and did not. Benedictine will come up with a loose basketball. Here's Dubert up the floor. Kicks it back behind her to Kennedy. Nicholson's three, no good. Rebound, Jacobs, nice putback. Jennifer Jacobs, kind of the bright spot for Benedictine tonight with 15 points. No one else in double-figure scoring. It is 59-46. 3:15 to go. And again, BC trailing by this amount. They've only scored 4 points in the last 4 minutes. Here's a baseline jump shot. Won't go. Ravens rebound. 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. For BC, getting it down to single digits before the fourth quarter probably is crucial. Here's a 16-footer for Jacobs. Rolls in, and Jennifer continues to shine here tonight. 59-48 and 2:40 to go third quarter. Jordan Gonzalez, one of the four senior starters for Mid-America, running the ball club at the point guard spot. She's got it up top side. Spins it over to Cameron Green. Back and in. No. Out on top. The three buried. Another three-point shot. Ariel Sargent. And we've got a Mid-America timeout. Taking a break with him. 2:23 to go in the third quarter here in Atchison. Lady Pioneer 62, Benedictine 48.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
There are many, many, many ways to find yourself trailing in a basketball game. One of them will be what we're looking at tonight. Benedictine, 1 of 6 three-point shooting at 16%. Mid-America's numbers have plummeted. They are now 9 of 17 at 53%. So, again, lots of ways to find yourself trailing. There's one in the Lady Ravens with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter, down by 14. Here's a little jump shot. Riley Wade off the rim twice and in. Riley has her fourth point of the game. 62-50. And a minute 50 to go in the third quarter. We haven't seen Brianna Pettis in the game for a long time. She's back in there now. Works left, cuts right, stops side of the lane. Swings it back off on top. Aubrey Rogers over to the right. That's going to be Haney. Back down low to Sargent. Shot clock at 6, 5. Shot clock at 4. Driving in, little one-handed runner, does not draw iron, and the rebound is going to be cleared away by Josie. Here comes Weiser up the court with a minute 50, or rather minute 20 to go, third quarter. A jumper by Riley Wade, about 2-3 feet short of the rim. Mid-America will catch it on the fly and bring it back up the floor. 70 seconds to go in the third quarter. Pioneers with a basketball, leading it by a dozen. Back down the right side of the lane they go, holding it up outside the block. The lob comes off on top to Rogers. For the basketball, Brianna Pettis goes left, pulls up in traffic, tries to draw the foul, cannot, and Benedictine coming away with a loose basketball. This is going to be Kennedy Nicholson into the forecourt. Lady Ravens trying to find their offense. 40 seconds to go in the third. Here's Josie, goes right side, leans in, high off the window, it's no good, no foul, rebound, out of play, and then we're going to get a foul on the floor. The question is, by whom? Someone's going to be on at Mid-America's Madison Haney. Again, only her second. Coach Lewis is going to make a trio of substitutions here with 38 seconds to go in the third. BC will be putting it in. We're going to see Riley Brueggemann for the first time tonight. Here's a step-back three for Weiser that is short. And a rebound to Pettis. Mid-America up the floor. 3 seconds between the shot clock and game clock as we approach the end of the third quarter. Way out high is going to be Jordan Gonzalez. Jordan has done nothing offensively as far as scoring any points. She averages over 10 a game. She has not scored yet tonight and hasn't had to. Her teammates have been doing it for her. And now stepping into Cole Stork with a big collision. She's going to put Lydia Austinson on the free throw line. It is the first foul of the third quarter by Benedictine, coming at 9 seconds of play in the third. And Lydia Austinson, 4 points tonight. Her first free throw of the game is going to be off the mark. Lydia is a 77.6% free throw shooter on the year for Mid-America. One more shot coming up for the senior. And she'll get it. 63-50. Shot clock's off and Benedictine with very little time. And now Brueggemann is going to lose the ball and Benedictine's going to turn it over. That's kind of how this game has gone in a capsule form for BC. Down 13, Mid-America is going to have a chance to get a final shot away. Now Josie tries to steal it away and will. And does she step on the sideline? She does. So Mid-America is going to have it in play with 1.9. It'll come in right in front of Coach Lewis. See if the Pioneers can muster up a big shot. Now the official is giving a warning to Josie about her closely guarding on the inbound. Yeah, Josie just going to drop back about 15 feet. The ball is loose. Ravens are going to pick it up. Won't get off a shot into three quarters. We'll be back here in the Nolan. Fourth quarter of the ladies' game coming up right now. Those all Pioneers. Mid-America 63, Benedictine 50.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
For the Lady Ravens to keep this winning streak alive, a winning streak that is at 7 coming into the game tonight, it's going to take some pretty special basketball in this fourth quarter as they find themselves down 13-63-50. A recap of the scoring to this juncture. Mid-America with three players in double-digit scoring, paced by Cameron Green, 14, and 11 apiece for both Aubrey Rogers and Arielle Sargent. For Benedictine, can't say enough about how well Jennifer Jacobs continues to play. She's at 17 points now through three quarters, the only Lady Raven in double figures. Again, the Ravens struggle with Mid-America. They've lost 5 in a row, 8 of the last 10. They were up a dozen down in Olathe earlier this year, right out of the gate. Came up short in that one down in the Bell Family Arena, so BC will have the ball in play to begin the fourth quarter. Let's see what magic Coach Olson and BC has here in the Nolan. Here's a skip pass in the middle. It's going to be kicked by Gonzalez, and the Ravens are going to have it in from the far side. 11 seconds into the second, or into the fourth quarter. BC will have it into the baseline. Interesting group out there right now for Benedictine with Nicholson, Brueggemann, Weiser, Wade, and Stork. Weiser will have it left side. Out on top, and it'll come to Brueggemann. She just came into the game for the first time this evening, a short time ago. And now she will drive, put up a running two-headed layup, and it won't go in. Rebounding it down is going to be Mid-America, and trying to steal the ball back, Josie Weiser will collect the foul. I have no problem with that foul. That is a good foul. A clean, trying to make something happen and trying to help your team get the ball back kind of a foul. Not a clunky, clanky, banging into somebody kind of a foul. 9.5 to go in the game. Foul number 2 by Josie, number 1 of the fourth quarter by BC. Here's little old Brianna Pettis, and Brianna is so good. She runs this ball club. double-figure scorer. Hasn't scored yet tonight. Very uncharacteristic of her, but she's done the team the things for her team that facilitates the scoring by her teammates. She's done those things well tonight. Now, she will go for three. That one by Gonzalez is going to be way short. It does hit the bottom of the net as it flies out of bounds. Ravens are going to have it back at the backcourt, and Mid-America is going to apply some pressure on the upcourt. Here comes Brueggemann. Brueggemann straight up the middle, kicks it over to the left side. Wade in the game. Benedictine has an interesting group out there with Nicholson, Brueggemann, Weiser, Wade, and Stork. Brueggemann feeds into the middle, and Wade did not anticipate her pass, went ahead and cut to the baseline, and Josie Weiser is going to pick up a foul on the upcourt play. Again, trying to come up with a steal, and instead picking up a foul, and now for her, it's beginning to get a little serious. That will be her third. Benedictine has committed two fourth-quarter fouls now. Mid-America running a little time. They're in no hurry. Ought not to be. Leading it by a considerable margin. Three-point shot. No rebound. Pioneer stole it back by Nicholson. Outlets it to Wade, and she will hit it. Nicholson the steal and the assist. Riley Wade getting her second bucket of the game. 4 points for Wade. 63-52. 8 minutes left in the game. What Mid-America probably doesn't want to do is just completely quit scoring. They have not yet scored in the fourth quarter. And here's a shot leaning in and going up for Pettis. We're going to call a foul on Stork. So it'll be three for Nicole, three for Benedictine. Pettis coming to the free throw line with a half a dozen points. No free throw shots yet tonight. And she is a 69.7% free throw shooter. This first one is in. That is the first fourth quarter point for Mid-America. It is 64-52 and 7:50 to go in the game. Second free throw. She'll get them both. Very unconventional free throw shooting style as Pettis holds the ball high overhead and kind of uses two hands and throws it at the rim. But she makes it work for her. And that's what matters. Ravens up the floor, down by 13. 7.5 to play. Brueggemann right side. Feeds underneath. Wade can't get the shot off. The shot from the top for Stork for three. Not even close. And a rebound back to Mid-America. Down to four comes Pettis. Travels with it. No whistle. 7:20 to go. Lob over to the right side. Brianna. Little bounce pass. We haven't seen Cameron Green out there for a while. She's been great tonight with 14 points and a collision down to the baseline. No foul. I'm looking at all three officials. No foul indicated, but it's going to go out of bounds. Now, Rams are going to get Stork out of the game. And they're going to bring Jennifer Jacobs back in. Stork, 2 points, two free throws. Jacobs, 17 points. If you need some points tonight, I'm thinking that this is the right switch. 7 minutes to play at the free throw line. Cameron Green backs in, turn, shoot, short, rebound. Jacobs. Jennifer coming out with the basketball. Nicholson over to the right side. Wade. Riley will drive into the lane. Goes in. Nope. 6:40 to go. On the other end, the ball goes through the hand of Austinson. So Benedictine is going to take Josie out. Back in will come Aaliyah Raines. Nicholson, Brueggemann, Raines, Wade, Jacobs. Little bounce pass to the right side, and Jacobs off an assist by Wade gets two more. She's got 19. 65-54. 6:19 to go now. Mid-America not getting any points in his fourth quarter. Only a couple of free throws, but Benedict and not taking advantage of this opportunity. They've gone now 4 minutes with four fourth quarter points. The comeback effort is going to demand a higher offensive output than that. The feed over to the left side is going to be thrown away, and Benedict will have it back in. 4 minute America returning to the floor. You're going to get Ariel Sargent. I thought maybe Coach Lewis would be taking a timeout right there, but he did not. Here comes Riley Brueggemann. Over to the right side, Reigns with the basketball. She'll start right, stop at the baseline. Wade goes left side. Nicholson steps inside, drives across the lane, dishes into the corner. Reigns steps inside her defender, feeds in the middle of Jacobs. She gets bumped and pushed, and they're going to call a double dribble. She got pushed hard. The officials over there trying to defend and call. That was a rough one. Jacobs gets pushed, and in the stumbling forward, definitely, I'm not saying she didn't put both hands on the ball, but it was predicated on that foul having occurred. And here comes Mid-America back up the court. 5:20 to play. Pioneers will lob it over to the right side. Austinson. She'll go for three. Wide right. Rebound Reigns. BC going to take it the other way. Benedict is going to have to capitalize on some of these opportunities if they're going to have any hope of coming back in this. So the lob pass across the court is going to be slapped away and out of bounds by Austinson. BC will have it in play right in front of the scorer's table with 5 minutes to go. We are midpoint fourth quarter. Hank is going to go to the bench and bring Allison French back in. So Allie's going to come in for Cameron Green. On the near side, Reigns brings it out on top. Riley Wade. Brueggemann. Kennedy. Three. Nope. Rebound. Mid-America. 4:50 to go in the game. And BC needing to score, not getting it done. And Mid-America giving him every opportunity this time up the court. Another badly thrown and errant pass is going to go out of bounds. And Lady Ravens are going to have it back in again. Ravens looking to bring in some offense. They're going to pull Brueggemann out of the game. She's a little frustrated with coming out, but again, for Brueggemann, did a nice job handling the basketball, but didn't help them offensively. 0-for-1. No points. Ravens need points right now. Trailing by 11. Up floor, BC. Right side. Bodies all over the floor. Here's a three-point shot. Right side. Nicholson. This thing's getting a little chippy. 65-57. 4:20 to go. Pioneers top side. Go to Rogers. Gonzalez. They're going to run that shot clock down. Not a bad pack. And here, Jacobs with the shot clock down at 9, commits the foul, reaching over the shoulder of Ariel Sargent. Jennifer's first foul this evening. And we're at 4:11 to play. Mid-America will have it back in with the shot clock reset to 20, so they're going to be able to take yet more time off this game clock. They've got a deep down on the left side with Brianna Pettis. Trapped down there. Out on top, it'll go to French. French will pull up from 13. Gets it. It's a big bucket. First field goal for Mid-America in the fourth quarter. And we've got 3:50 to go. 67-57. And 3:48 left. Looking for Benedictin. They just are not able to waste any possessions. And now Reigns will throw one in the middle and right into the hands of the defender. BC with another unnecessary turnover. 3.5 minutes to go. Mid-America with it out on top. It's going to be Gonzalez. Between the circles to Pettis. Pettis will drive left, gets inside range, puts up the running shot, goes up and in. Pettis an easy two. She's gotten beyond her defender. She's got 10. 69-57, and Mid-America's going to have a big win here tonight. Here's Reigns with the basketball, pulling up for a little jump shot off the mark. Rebound, Mid-America. They got Coach Lewis on his feet, screaming at the top of his lungs at his team. I'm sure he's trying to tell them to put on the brakes a little bit. Pump those brakes inside 3 minutes to go, leading it by a dozen. You do not need to race down court and fire one up. But they're going to anyway. Three-point shot. Nope. Rebounding it down. Lauren Dubert. Benedictine will run. Over to the right side. Wade passes up the uncontested three. Did not have the confidence to put that shot up. Now the feed in the middle. Jacobs has it ripped out of her hands. And Mid-America back the other way. Here come the Pioneers with 2.5 to go. Leading it by a dozen. Austinson. Pettis. Back over to the right side to Rogers. She'll head baseline and travel with it. Ravens are going to take a timeout. Let's see if it's too little too late with 2:18 to go. Your score here in the Nolan. Mid-America 69, Benedictine 57.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
For Benedictine, the task gets a tall one. Damn it, does them with 2:18 to play. Jennifer Jacobs continuing to have a great game. How about this? What a line. 9 of 12 from shooting the ball. 19 points tonight for Jennifer Jacobs. Only Lady Raven double figure scoring, by the way. Mid-America's got 5 players in double figures. Out of the floor, coming out of their timeout, the Ravens are going to send Kennedy Nicholson, Lauren Dubert, Riley Wade, Jennifer Jenkins, and Aaliyah Raines. Look at that team. A couple of different players, maybe, but this is who we're going to look at. Let's see how it goes. Raines will go to the left side, stop outside the block. Jacobs will back into the lane, back into the lane. A little underhand shot is up, it's no good. Rebound, Mid-America. And the Ravens are going to steal it back off a terrible pass. Here's Dubert goes three and knocks it in. That was a nice shot, Lauren Dubert. Lauren gets into double figures now with 11. And it is 69-60 with a minute 40 to go. Ravens trying to steal the ball. It's loose, and Mid-America picks it up. Now it's loose again. BC picks it up. Here come the Ravens. Flying up the floor. Dubert has it on top. Jacobs in the lane. Kicks it over to the left. Again, Wade will not take the shot. Kicks it across. Nicholson will. There's three. Kennedy. Nicholson for three. And the Ravens within a couple of possessions. 69-63. With a minute 17 left. BC will press on the up court. The cross-court pass. Batted. And we're going to get a Mid-America timeout. The official is nose-to-nose with Coach Lewis. And they are both using elevated voices. Timeout? Yes. Mid-America taking a break. Joseph, with a minute 12 to go, we got a timeout. Pioneer 69, Ravens 63.
There's only so much that can be said here, literally, about Skyway Vapes at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison. But the keys are this. The friendly, knowledgeable staff will lead you through the many lines of juices, the large variety of mods and kits, and some of the most affordable, reliable, and many-flavored disposables in the area. They have alternative vaping products, too. Wink, wink. Did I mention 90 varieties of wildberry incense and locally made beard oil? Skyway Vapes, downtown Atchison, 711 Commercial Street.
We got a minute 12 to go in the ladies' game. We got a guys' game still coming up. Do not go away. Mid-America putting it in play. Still to the backcourt. Get it across the timeline. Dump it over to the right side to Pettis. Right now, Mid-America just looking to run time. Not really looking to score. Pettis will drive in and put the shot up and missed it. Jacobs rebounds it down. Here comes BC. Up the floor. Down the left side, Dubert. To Kennedy. Can she get it? Yes! Kennedy Nicholson, it's a one-possession game! Kennedy. Back to back to back. Three-point shots here in the last couple of minutes. And we're going to get another John Lewis timeout with 47 seconds to play. Mid-America 69, Benedictine 66.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
College basketball on CARE Radio this evening. Heart of America Athletic Conference. College basketball. We're in Atchison, Kansas tonight. Let's see. This is a full timeout, and I do believe it is the final Mid-America timeout this evening. And I do believe that Benedictine has one left, maybe. So here we go. Nicholson, Jacobs, Josie Weiser back in. You've also got Aaliyah Rain and Lauren Dubert. Those are the Benedictine five. 9 seconds to go. Here come the Ravens putting it in play. Way out on top. And we get a quick foul. Mid-America doing the right thing. Commit that foul. Force the Ravens to utilize a little time off the clock. That one is going to be on Sargent. Only her third of the game. 9 seconds left. Reigns will bring it in. Out on top. Josie squares. Goes three. Doesn't get it. Rebound Reigns. Doesn't get it. Mid-America is going to rebound it down, and that's going to do it. Final score tonight. Mid-America 71, Benedictine 66, and we'll be back right after this.
It's time for the Amberwell Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals. Make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives. And finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services. Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. top it off with a classic DQ treat, like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
To the Nolan Gymnasium, Mid-America hangs on to win it tonight, 71-66 over the Lady Ravens. Recapping the scoring for you. For the Pioneers, five players in double-figure scoring, 14 for Cameron Green, a dozen for Allison French, 11 apiece for Aubrey Rogers and Arielle Sargent, and 10 for Yana Pettis. Rounding it out to is Austinson with five, and Heaney and Manthe each with three. For Benedictine, tremendous game for Jennifer Jacobs. 19 points tonight. 13.9 for Kennedy Nicholson with a series of threes late in the ballgame that gave the Ravens a chance. And 11 for Lauren Dubert. Benedictine also got 7 from Josie Weiser. 4 apiece. Aaliyah Raines and Kyra Mishiraka. Nicole Stork, Jennifer Jacobs. Or rather, Nicole Stork and Riley Wade each with 2. Shooting the basketball tonight. Thank you so much. Shooting the basketball tonight, Mid-America was just, frankly, phenomenal. I mean, it's as simple as that. They were ultimately ended up the game 26-55, hit 48% from the floor, 43% from three, 10-13 at the free throw line, and they were able to get by Benedictine, even though the Ravens put on a great surge, going on a 9-0 run late in the fourth quarter to get themselves back in it. And coming up just short here tonight, Pioneers go to 13-10, 12-7 for Benedictine. They tumble now to 17-7, 15-5 in the conference. We're going to take a little bit of a break. Guys, teams are out of the court warming up. We've got men's college basketball coming up next on Kent Radio. Ladies final once again. Mid-America, 71, Benedictine, 66. Do not go away. Guys, hoops coming up here on Care. We'll be back before you know it.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. This has been an MSC Sports production.